Welcome to the 29th Annual Executive War College brought to you by The Dark Report. This year's conference was in beautiful New Orleans, April 30th through May 1st. The title of this presentation is Enhancing Clinical Pathology Efficiency, the Role of Instrument Manager in Epic Beaker Integration with Third-Party Middleware Solutions. The presenters are Dan Zimmerman, VP, Americas Sales, Data Innovations, Colchester, Vermont, and Ron Lum, Epic Breaker Enterprise Architect, Scripps Health, Colchester, Vermont.
All right, well, I think we can get started at 7:31. So good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this early session here on day two of War College. My name is Dan Zimmerman. I'm the Vice President of Sales at Data Innovations. I've been in lab IT space for about 19 years. And I have the privilege of introducing Mr. Ron Lum from Scripps Health, who's going to share with us how he helped his organization leverage our instrument manager solution to consolidate and streamline instrument connectivity in his lab with Epic Beaker. So with that, Ron, I'd like to take it away.
Thank you, Dan. The first slide here is obviously a disclaimer, and at this time I'd like to thank Data Innovations for allowing me this forum to discuss some of the issues I've seen with middleware and laboratory information systems. So thank you, Dan and Instrument Manager, for allowing me this forum. So I'm currently employed at Scripps Health in San Diego, and Scripps Health has been a partner with Instrument Manager since 2015. I personally have about 13 plus years experience with Instrument Manager, and I have an LIS history of greater than 30 years. I've played and dabbled in all of the major players in the LIS over the years, Meditech, Cerner, Classic, and Millennium, and a couple other ones. And I am certified in Beaker CP. I was certified in Beaker AP, but I vet that lapse. There's enough business in Beaker CP that I don't need to worry about Beaker AP. I've done several technical papers, and I've been involved in several different committees. And as I said, I'm currently the enterprise architect for Beaker at Scripps Health. The questions during this presentation, the real reason why I'm here is trying to get a feeling on what is going on in the world. And questions, how do you engage the user community to be better stewards of the software they select? And then following that up with, how do you engage the instrument vendors community to work together with each other to benefit the clients? For the purpose of this presentation, Instrument Manager, Data Innovations, is a vendor-neutral partner. And for us at Scripps Health, Beaker and Instrument Manager are a relationship, and third party is referring to all of those other instrument solutions presented by other vendors outside of this Beaker Instrument Manager relationship. What does the middleware do? It provides communication between Beaker, which is the LIS or any LIS. It provides communication for the robotics or the tracks, and in some cases it has communication to the instrumentation. It can create processes and rules to manage your results. And in some cases, it will duplicate Beaker functionality. For us, the main reason for some of our instrument managers is the specimen routing. But critical results, delta checks, processing errors, quality control, downtime reporting, and specimen analytics is mostly done by your LIS. And this is a duplication that can happen when you implement some of these middleware solutions. Questions. Can it replace the laboratory information system? If it does, at what cost? Is it user-friendly? What added value does it provide to the organization? And does it provide the right fit for the organization? So at Scripps, we're using Beaker, and we use Instrument Manager through Data Innovations as a pass-through. We do not use the specimen processing at all. It is a complete pass-through. We are looking to upgrade to, or are in the process of upgrading to version 9 and possibly installing moving averages. Some are our third-party middlewares We have one, obviously, for the CBC platform. We have a coagulation. We have a chemistry, and I'm calling it a chemistry one platform. We have one for blood gases. And we're going to be introducing the chemistry two platform, and obviously microbiology. The chemistry one and the chemistry two is because we've got two divergent populations. One of the, in our outreach or reference lab, they wanted a specific platform, and in the hospital labs, they wanted a different platform. My job, or our, the Beaker team's job, is to make that square peg fit into the round hole. And that goes back to my first two questions. How do I get the vendors to work with us, and how do we get the laboratorians to become better stewards of the software they selected? Here's a high-level overview of our structure. The green denotes that relationship here between Beaker and Instrument Manager. We have CorePoint, which is our interface engine in between, and that's a complete pass-through. We do not leverage any functionality of CorePoint, which is the interface engine. We put an interface engine in if we couldn't get these two pieces to work together, but they work seamlessly together. These are all the middleware solutions that we have here, and this represents all that instrumentation that which is a direct connect to Instrument Manager. In this case here, this is an Instrument Manager with a DMS, which is communicating back to our primary Scripps Instrument Manager, and this will be a future one that's coming in, and that's also communicating back to our primary Instrument Manager. This is the Scripps Instrument Manager, and it is our key. So what happens when we get these redundant systems being installed? We're spending money on redundant technology. With all these instrument managers and all these middlewares, Beaker can do almost the same thing. So you're spending money on these platforms. And then it adds complexity to the solution with more points of failures. For our team, we have to look at all of these points whenever there's a service call and a downtime. It makes it much, much more complex to try to resolve. And then you get finger pointing. And here, you're using inefficient processes for non-revenue generating activities. Whole troubleshooting, whole problem with the build, servers, software, connectivity, that all adds up to that non-revenue generating activities. Here's our microbiology. We have a microbiology platform. It does blood cultures, organism IDs, and sensitivities. And here you can see a series of rules that we have put in place where we're leveraging Instrument Manager in conjunction with Beaker to make it work. Coagulation, we implemented a middleware solution recommended by requested by our laboratorians. There is no rules here. It is simple, but they still wanted this middleware solution. And even today, the user community is not using it at all, and they don't even remember their logons to the application anymore. That is one of those redundancies. And as I stated here, we implemented the vendor proposed solution, which is adding no value to our organization. Urinalysis, when we implemented Beaker at the beginning, urinalysis had a macroscopic and a microscopic modules, and they were using the middleware for all of the rules and their decision making, and the laboratorians were going into the middleware to release the results. When we brought Beaker in, I changed all of that, and I moved everything to Beaker and Instrument Manager. By doing that, we've got better user acceptance, and it is seamless. Prior, the workflow was not user-friendly and with very low acceptance by the lab. So this is, again, where you're leveraging Instrument Manager drivers and you're leveraging Beaker to eliminate the middleware. And this vendor was actually very good because when I brought forward my request, they actually worked with us to remove all of their functionality in their middleware and allowed us to maintain and control it. Blood gases is another middleware solution, and we changed what the vendor proposed, and we made this into a solicited workflow. And we are currently leveraging the functionality of Beaker and rules to make it seamless. The users don't really go into that middleware solution at all. We're using, like I said, rules and drivers to make this work. And again, this was not the vendor's proposed solution. As I mentioned earlier, we have this chemistry platform because of the two variant populations in the lab. And this one is an instrument manager to instrument manager connectivity. This one, we're connecting two instruments directly to it, and then we're using four instruments through a DMS or a robotics. And in this case here, we're using both the Scripps instrument manager and this instrument manager to set rules to suppress results for specific analytical conditions, and we're using advanced rules for repeats, error codes, and or comments. This has been a challenge with some of these middleware vendors because I want you to send me everything. I don't want you to suppress or hold anything. I want to use the Scripps instrument manager to govern how it's going to interact with Beaker. I don't want you. We're using the Scripps Instrument Manager. And then this gets back to a governance question. Who owns what? Who's where? Who's controlling what? So, again, this was not the vendor-proposed solution. And we adopted Beaker because Beaker is bigger than some of these things, and you can leverage the community workflow in future Beaker enhancements. And as usual, Instrument Manager played a very important role. Here's a series of some of the rules that we use to make it work. This isn't a technical, but you can get an idea of how you're using Instrument Manager to make it work and to integrate with Beaker. Hematology. Hematology is kind of unique. And this is another third-party application. And this is the only application at Scripps where the clinicians or the laboratory scientists are working within the third-party software. We took the function out of Beaker and we moved it to the third-party software. This is what the users had requested. And we have identified errors in that integration. And the errors aren't really because of Instrument Manager. The errors are more or less because of the other vendor. And that is creating this follow-up, non-revenue-generating activities. That has taken up a lot of significant time, both by the IS department and by the clinical staff. Solution. Instrument Manager and the Beaker relationship and that driver is extremely powerful. Writing rules in Instrument Manager to bring together the data from disparate systems. Leveraging the result messages as released from the instrument. This is the key. Historically, when I began my history in the LIS system, the interface drivers had very limited functionality, and the instrumentation had limited reporting. Most of the time, you were just getting a single numeric result out at best. Currently today, the instruments have come a long way from just releasing a numeric result. And as the more complex data is being released by the instrument, we use Instrument Manager to capture and parse out that data, enabling us as the administrators to create those complex rules to supplement the LIS Beaker and to supplement the auto verification. The keys that we are using are error codes, dilutions, calibrations, and reagents. If the instrument can send it, Instrument Manager can capture it. And this, as they say, is the strength of where Instrument Manager comes into play. as I said earlier about the legacy systems, they, you know, you bought a driver from a legacy system in Meditech or Cerner or any one of those. They programmed it. You didn't have the control that you have here. These are radio buttons, quick clicks to figure out what you need. And there's even a help function. Before, you'd have to discuss that with all of your LIS systems and your programmers to try to get it to work. Now that's more or less radio button and a help function. Here's a screenshot of some of the data that is captured from the instruments today versus before. There's our beaker code. That's our result. Here's our error codes. The error codes play a very important role in our implementation of beaker and instrument manager. In this case, these things here are indicating the hemolysis, the enteric, and the turbidity. So I could trigger all kinds of reflex actions off of these values via rules. So what happens? Utilize the KISS principle. My vision is always keep it as simple as possible, not create all these layers and this complexity. Finding the best fit for the organization. That is always a challenge. So to get there, you need to have a robust laboratory information system. You need to understand that LIS functionality. In our case, that integration between beaker and instrument manager is key. You really need to understand that. And then adding on to that is instrument manager's potential. I don't know all of the potential. I've been working with instrument manager for 13 years. There's a lot to go. There's a lot for me to learn. That's a big, huge learning curve. That's a huge amount of potential. Then you have to understand what the third party is proposing. How do you make that work with your organization to make it fit? How do you make it work with Beaker? How do you break down those layers? And then most importantly of all is the expectations and goals of the laboratory. That can be a challenge. Okay, when you start to use really vendor-neutral solutions, you're reducing the redundancy in the technology. You're going to save money up front on the redundant technology. You're going to save time on the inefficient processes that are created. You can save time on the training and the standardization. Back to saving on IT resources. IT resources for our work, for our Beaker team is very limited. And most of all here, you're leveraging future enhancements of the LIS and the EMR. Because those ones are always improving too. In the future, we're going to be introducing a new urinalysis platform with possible some digital imaging. We're going to go to a microbiology automation. We're going to a third-party vendor again for our other chemistry platform, which is Ortho. Challenges as we move forward is digital imaging. A lot of the new instrumentation has some kind of a digital image or a PDF or some kind of a documentation. How do I begin to capture that in the LIS? Rather than working in a middleware, how do I get that information to come and get fed into Beaker? And then, as we hear and later on today, AI is becoming the new challenge and the new metrics as we go forward. So, as I stated earlier, I've had lots of experience with data innovations going back 13 plus years, and I think that instrument manager is worth its weight in gold. If I go back to my legacy days of developing and working with vendors for drivers to try to get an interface to work, that was extremely challenging. With instrument manager, they carry that heavy weight. They make it work for us. They go and have those discussions with the various vendors. So by the time it gets to me, it should be less problematic for me as the client. And as I said earlier, there are a lot of tools in instrument manager that people are not already leveraging or understanding. And I certainly do not understand them all. And I'm going to hand this over to Dan.
All right.
Thank you, Ron. So before we close the session here, we've got the questions that Ron posed at the beginning of his talk. I think just a couple of high-level takeaways. One is, as you're going to prepare for a Beaker implementation or any kind of large-scale integration where you've got multiple different systems and platforms that you've got to consolidate into the LIS, make sure to keep in mind the lab and the workflows. you're going to get a lot of recommendations from different vendors that are going to be a little siloed at times or maybe narrowcasted to their own specific sphere of the lab. Be sure to advocate for your organization and the overall lab, right? And two, I would say, from a vendor's collaborating standpoint, I can say in my experience, this is something that we've had a lot of success with. We work with a lot of different IVD manufacturers in the industry, and we see across the board, they're all very focused on the customer experience, patient care, and so there are a lot of instances where we're all working together on behalf of our shared customer. So don't be afraid to ask for that and request that and advocate for those things as well, just to make sure that you're getting the best solution for your laboratory. And with that, we will open it up to any questions that y'all might have. Roger.
Since no one else, I represent a reference lab. So you mentioned, hematology, chemistry, micro, all that. What about ref lab? Do you use instrument manager for that, or do you typically just go direct with the? More reference lab, they're using middleware solutions too. So.
Well, when you're referring to reference lab, are you referring to it as in-house, or are you referring to the Quest, the LabCorps?
Yeah.
We have a direct connectivity between Quest, LabCorp, and AirUp outside of this.
Okay.
Because you're not using their instrumentation, you're sending the specimen out to another site for work.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
So that's probably a send-out interface from Beaker.
Yes.
Either through CorePoint or directly to.
This becomes...
It goes out the other side. So this sits inside the lab, in between Beaker and the inside of the lab. That would be between Beaker and the outside.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the question is, thank you, Molly. Sorry, I didn't repeat Roger's question. The question is, for a smaller lab or a startup lab that's been sending things out to a Quest or a LabCorp, you want to bring things in-house or send them to maybe other clinics or hospitals. maybe they're going to leverage a Community Connect kind of type scenario with an existing Beaker installed. Would you need something like Instrument Manager? The answer is yes, because Beaker, we've been working with Beaker with Epic for 15 years on these. There's a lot of connectivity, and there's things that we do with our driver that helps to supplement and complement the Beaker LIS. So from a connectivity standpoint, Epic does require some sort of a middleware or an interface engine, and we are, have been the de facto standard for that.
This concludes the presentation. Please visit the Executive War College website for details on the 2025 event.